You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, you guys, and welcome to another episode of the Astros Baseball Podcast. I am your host with my co-host today, Wally. Wally, how's your day going, man?
My day has been great. We went to see my parents this weekend. They had a fundraiser for an art center. They go to it in Clifton, Texas, which is a truly cool small town. It's west of Waco. We wrapped the weekend around and were able to see the eclipse on Monday, the full eclipse. We thought it was going to be cloudy and we couldn't see it, but it cleared off. And all I can tell everybody out there, if you ever get a chance to see an eclipse, don't miss it. The coolest part is right after the eclipse finishes totality, there's just a little bit of sliver of light and it lights everything up. You know, it's like it's a full day. It's not a gradual thing at all when it goes back to being light.
That is crazy. Yeah, I did not get to see the eclipse. I did get to obviously the full one, but I got to see kind of like the little crescent one that was showing here in Houston. And it was a little bit cloudy, so it was actually kind of nice to get out there mm-hmm. and kind of get to see it, because obviously it wasn't as bright with because obviously you don't get the flares and stuff like that. So I got a couple cute pictures of the little crescent eclipse, which was nice. I will say, though, the thing that was the craziest to me was all of the animals in my like little complex. So there's tons of squirrels, tons of birds all the time. They were so quiet and chill when the eclipse was going on because it was a little bit darker, and they were literally just hanging out. Like, normally they're crazy and they're running all over the place and kind of wild, but they were just calm and just enjoying the day. It was kind of weird, I'm not gonna lie to you. Jackson was having a field day watching them, though, so that was a great time. So he was very entertained from inside the house, because
my parents' cat Murphy was acting weird all day.
Oh my gosh. Well, like, yeah, Jackson,
you know, they say animals know what's going on.
They
knows when something's going on, and Murphy was acting weird.
Oh man, that is too funny. Yeah, Jackson was having a field day watching all the animals from inside the house, because if I ever let him outside, he's never coming back. He's going to find something to chase for the rest of forever. So man, you never know. But man, Bad Luck Brian is already ready to get into it. So we are going to go ahead and move into our game recap. Astros dropped today's game to the Royals. Comment from Bad Luck Brian. We'll go ahead and show it here. When you get 14 hits and only score 3 runs, you don't deserve to win. Wally.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Brian, you want to come do the show?
I know. I think that's okay, pretty much okay. All me and Wally had was 14 runs or 14 hits, 3 runs.
Yeah. Astros fans, tell me if you've heard this story before. The Astros get lots of hits, they take a lead, they end up losing late, and they're 4-8. And this, unfortunately, you know, the good news is they're really, really close. You know, they're a hit or two away from breaking this thing out to where it's much better. But you are what your record says you are. Right now we're 4-8. It's been a tough run of the season so far as scheduling and off days and teams we have to play. Everybody's going to have a run of those games. The Astros have to figure out a way to win. One thing that's starting to develop this year that we haven't seen in a few years is there's a definite hole at first base. You hope it comes around. Abreu got gifted with his second hit today, but if you ask Bobby Witt if he makes that play, you know, 9 times out of 10 he'll tell you he makes that play and should make the play. He got us back in the ninth, in the 10th inning when Pena hit that rocket that saved a game. But they need to, they pitched fine. Hader looked great today. Presley wiggled off the hook. You know, and if you'd told me that Rafael Montero would have an ERA somewhere in the ones, 169, and the Astros would be 4-8, I'd say you're crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely it was a crazy game. It was obviously a bummer. I think, too, you have to talk about the miscues. Obviously, that ball ricocheting off the wall and Doobie not being able to kind of get behind it and get control to hold that. But then also Bregman with the overthrow that obviously led to the tie. So kind of some frustrating moments with those situations as well. So not even just on the offense not getting – so, I mean, so many guys left on base today, so many, and not capitalizing on those big opportunities that we really have. So, I mean, something's got to give. And I think, too, I think I talked about it. I think it might have been with Jeff on Sunday that, you know, the Yankees during that first opening series, you saw it a lot where they were getting those bloop hits that were just falling into a hole on accident,
right.
You know, and, you know, sure the Astros, they're hitting the ball well. It's a matter of time before it all starts clicking together. I really do hope that Jose Abreu is able to figure it out at the plate and be a productive first baseman for us. I don't know why I still got faith in him, but for some reason I do. I hope he rewards that faith eventually because, well, man, it's rough. Yeah.
He, up until the last year and mm-hmm. a half, if there was less than two men out, and there's a run that needed to be knocked in, there was, and the Astros were playing the White Sox. There was nobody, or playing anybody. There's nobody I would want up less than Jose Abreu. He
Absolutely.
Was going to knock that run in. Even last year when he was hitting 237 or whatever he's hit, he knocked in 90 runs. Dude mm-hmm. knows how to knock in runs. Now
Absolutely.
The problem is he's just getting beat by the fastball. A good, firm number one beats him every time.
Yeah, he is chasing it every single time. It's been really frustrating to watch because it's like, we know you know how to hit better than this. Like, the Astros brought you here for that specific reason because they knew you had what it takes to be, again, someone who's going to be productive in that lineup. And we're hoping that he's going to be that guy that, like you said, knocks in those runs when that big moment comes up. And I think part of me, the biggest reason why I still believe in him is because they do talk about how much he's trying to work out of it. But I sometimes wonder, like, are you tiring yourself out by trying to work out of it so hard that then you're exhausted, you know? But
yeah,
It's the one thing you
it's
hear
almost
all the time
like
about
needs,
him.
Like mm-hmm. We need to send him to San Juan for a week and give him an R&R.
Yeah. It's like, trouble with the curve. Like trouble with the curve when he sends that minor league guy to go home to see his mom for a week. He's like, yeah, let him go see his mom for a week. Comes back and all of a sudden he's re-energized. You know, maybe that's what we need for Jose Abreu. Let's give him a little mental break and give someone else a shot. Because at this point, why not?
You're starting to hear more people say the W word, mm-hmm. which is washed up.
Yeah.
And the game is so cruel.
100%.
Where Billy Wagner is one of the few guys who actually left the game on his own terms. You look at Billy Wagner's last year with the Braves, and it was as good as any year he'd ever had. He just had enough. But most of the time, the game tells you that it's time to go. I hope Jose is not feeling that right now because he's such a professional. And he is just one of these guys that they talk about how he carries himself in the clubhouse, how hard he works, what a great teammate he is. You know, we're all praying for the Astros and praying for him personally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to one of the craziest things, I saw a stat here the other day, or maybe it was, I don't even know when it was, but about the run differential that the Astros currently have and how our run differential, it's crazy that they're obviously like have the record that they have right now, but you know, we're not doing bad with the hits. The runs are coming in, they're coming in large amounts when we get them, but then you have that, I hate this, but the superstition is just too real with this one, but the 10 run curse. I literally said to someone today, I was like, I really hope we don't have the 10 run curse today. And then you have a game like this where you get 14 hits and 3 runs. It's like, it's almost like a mental block for them at this point. So definitely the Astros, a little crazy.
The Astros have a 0 run differential. They've scored 50, given up 50. The Mariners are right behind them and they've got a negative 26. The A's are right with them. They're negative 19. The Angels are leading the division at a negative 6, and the Rangers are plus 17. And over time, that would put the Astros in second place. But, you know, at a 0 run differential, that's, you're missing the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, something's got to give. They definitely got to figure it out. And it's going to be interesting to see what they can make happen here in the next game tomorrow. So I'm still excited to see it. Still hopeful. But yeah, they gotta start making it happen when they have those guys on base.
Let me ask the host something. Do you think they're pressing?
It feels like it. It feels
it does
like
to me too.
It feels like they know that they should be better than this, and they're almost trying too hard to be better than this right now. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's just been a huge struggle for them. And again, maybe it's that mental block. But I really don't know. There's something funky, and maybe too, it's just new manager, new strategy, kind of a new era a little bit, and they got to figure it out and see what works for the team that they have now, you know, which most of it is still Dusty's team from last year, you know, but at the end of the day, like you got to figure it out. And also too, guys, we would love to hear from you guys who are watching right now. Please make sure that you're sending in comments, questions. We'd love to hear from you and hopefully put them up on the show live so we can answer some questions and all that fun stuff. So feel free to send them in.
You can certainly see a stylistic difference between Espada and Dusty. Dusty would make his moves with the players before the game. Rarely did Dusty put the same lineup out every game. But once somebody was in the game, they pretty much played the whole game.
Yeah.
When you see Espada starting most of the same people now, he's started to rotate Dubon and Myers. I don't know if that's to get Dubon ABs and get his bat going or what, but he pinch hits a lot more for people than Dusty ever did. Singleton came up and pinch hit for, who did he pinch hit for tonight? But he pinch hit about the 7th, 8th inning. Caratini came up and pinch hit. It was, you know, they just run the game differently. And maybe that's part of Espada being new. Singleton pinch hit for Dubon.
For Dubon, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of a funny move. Flied out for him in the 8th.
Yeah. Man. But, you know, rough game, but tomorrow's a new one. Definitely still excited to see what this series brings. But the Royals right now, too, are just incredibly hot. I think, are they, 5 wins in a row right now?
Yeah, they've won 5. They mentioned they've won 5 in a row. The Central Division is up for grabs. The Kansas City 7-4. They're a game behind the Guardians, then a game tied with Detroit. The Twinkies are 3-6, and the White Sox are where we expect them to be, in the cellar.
I feel so bad. I have one of my best friends who works for the White Sox. Shout out, Cap. So
well, it's not a surprise for the White Sox.
True.
That's it. Everybody said if they don't lose 100 games, it's a good year.
Oh yeah, honestly, I mean it's kind of like those 2011 to 2013 Astro years, man. Those
you don't know anything about that, do you?
Oh, I worked for the team in 2013. I started selling tickets for that team. It was brutal. The amount of times I got cussed out on the phone because I called people to buy tickets and they were getting those free Comcast tickets. Oh, rough times, let me tell you. Oh man.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The thick salesman skin, didn't you?
I just a thick skin in general, because that's been my team since birth. Well, they are my team since birth. But man, let me tell you, it was one of the things I will say I was really great about at that point, though. I was so good at knowing the minor league system because I had worked in it for 2 years, obviously with the hooks. And then I had watched them too for years before that. So I knew so many things about the guys in the minor leagues, including guys who like people had never really heard of. So I'd be on the phones with people chatting it up and, you know, bring up these names that they maybe hadn't heard of. And I can't even remember who half of them were now, because God, it's been 11, 10 years, something like that. But man, it was a different time back then, because you had to sell the minor leagues to sell tickets. You had to be able to instill some kind of hope in people to say, hey, like, this team's going to be really good really soon and it's going to happen fast. So like, get on board now while you can, you know? But it did make 2017 all that more special, which is why now I say, like, I really won't get too crazy about like sports anymore. You know, I'm not going to get emotional the way I used to, but let me tell you though, when we lost to Kansas City in the ALDS in 2015, tears all the way home from Pluckers. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. Worse than it was tonight. Huh?
Oh man. Oh, way worse for sure. It was the ALDS. I thought we had it in the bag and we were going to somehow get to the ALCS in 2015, which would have been a miracle and would have been impressive. But it looks like we do have another comment from Steve Harden. Once we let them tie the game, you just knew they were going to lose it. It's super frustrating right now that they are not finding those moments to get that big hit when it's needed in these tie games. And again, I think eventually that's going to flip. I think we're going to be just fine. But right now, it feels like the team isn't instilling as much confidence as you want them to be instilling in you. So
they're playing just well enough to lose.
Exactly.
playing just well enough to lose. You know, but we're talking about we're kind of talking down, but let's look at some positives. When you look at the bullpen, and if Espada set the game up, Javier, little over five innings, 93 pitches, most of those pitches in their last inning and a third. Montero comes up and is just nails. He pitched so well. Abreu, 19 pitches, starting to line it out. Presley had had that weird play where the ball hit his foot, and he had no idea where it was, but he didn't get unraveled. Hader finally had a clean inning. You know, like Steve said, when you got to the extra innings, you're asking Wander Suero to win the game. You know.
Yeah.
We don't have to go much farther than that, do we?
That's true. I mean, some other positives too. We're finally seeing Yordan hit his stride again. I know obviously during that Yankee series, so many loud outs during that series, and we're finally seeing him get those big hits, get on base the way we're used to seeing Yordan do that. Four hits today. And yesterday, God, like he's just been outrageous. And really every starter got a hit except for Myers. Which again,
yeah,
it's,
don't
it's
you lo- well,
positive
Myers,
things.
Myers came in late. Myers came in late. All the starters,
oh, people that's
started,
true.
Got it. Don't you love the comments? And I had one tonight that I was in a conversation with somebody about how Alvarez doesn't feel comfortable and they need to move him down. At that point, I said, well, you know, I'll take four home runs and a 981 OPS that uncomfortably or something
yeah.
like that. And, then the person came back at me yeah. and I said, he's up to 11,060.
Yeah. It's like those four I'll hits look real uncomfortable, my guy.
Yeah.
No. That's so, like, I mean, like dude. You said, definitely lots of still really good moments, although obviously a frustrating loss. I don't understand why Espada chose to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. in the fifth inning when with one on and two out.
Well, let's see. You've got Bobby Witt coming up, and you've got Pasquantino coming behind him. Pasquantino's not hitting right now. It's also the fifth inning. You know, I get what you're saying, Brian, but I would defer to Espada that early in the game. Now, if it's late in the game, seventh, eighth inning on, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the fifth inning, it doesn't feel like a time to panic yet. And especially when your team had been hitting the way it has, you just expect that eventually they're going to get that run in and it's going to kind of pull in your favor. But yeah, I mean, obviously hindsight is always 20/20 in these kinds of games. And it's easy afterwards to be like, dang, why did we do this? Why did we do that? But also mm-hmm. why didn't we get the runs in when they counted? Cause to have 14 hits compared to their seven, again, there yep. was some errors. There was some, you know, obviously the ball ricocheting off the center field wall and Dubon not getting control of it quickly. I mean, there were just things that fell the Royals' way today. And that's going to happen. And there's going to be games yeah. where we have five hits and someone's going to have 10 or 15 and we're going to end up winning two. So eventually, I mean, baseball, it all evens out. And I mean, it's just the way the game is. And we're still very early in the season. I mean, we've had what? This is our yeah. second week of the season.
second full week. Right now, I think
yeah, exactly.
They are 2.5 out, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe 3.5. They're 3 games out right now.
Yeah. Still so much baseball to be played at this point that.
Yeah. I mean, you're not even 7%, 7-8% through the season. Now, if you get, you know, 10-11 games out and it's June, July, then you've got a problem in that over time, it's awfully hard to make up on an extended period of time, more than one game a week. You think yeah. about it. If the team you're chasing is 4-3 that week, they're hitting a 57%. That means you've got to go 5-2, which is 71% to catch them. And it becomes really, really hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we said, early in the season, still a lot of opportunity. And I think we're going to be all right. Steve said, how are you guys feeling about Arrigetti starting tomorrow? I hope he does well.
Better than Henley.
That's right. Poor I forgot Henley. It was Arrigetti tomorrow.
Poor, you know, you feel for a guy like Blair Henley is. Yeah, he gets called up. He goes up against the Rangers, which might have the best lineup and best two or three lineups in Major League Baseball anyway. You know, he got out. He didn't hang his head. The Astros won the game. And you know what? Blair Henley did something that the rest of us listening to this show won't do. And he made it to the major leagues. Good for Blair Henley. And hopefully he'll be back.
I hope so, too. I think, too, I mean, you saw the look on his face yesterday and just how disappointed he was. And I think he even kind of said to the guys, like, hey, like, my bad guys, my bad boys, you know. You never come into the majors for your first major league start thinking you're going to go out that way, with only getting one out and five runs. But man, the Rangers were on top of it, but I'm very excited about Arrigetti. I think he's going to be really fun to watch. And yeah, we'll see how it goes, but let's move on to our Rams shirt player of the game. And you guys, do not forget that this month we are doing a giveaway with Ram shirts. Send in your votes for your player of the game to astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com for your chance to win a shirt from Ram shirts. So make sure you send them in. But Wally, I will let you go first. Who is your player of the game?
Well, I'm kind of torn between two. Alvarez is the obvious one. 4 for 5, 2 RBIs, no strikeouts, raises average to .347. You got Montero, who came in a really sticky time and worked out of the jam. I'm going to say, simply because Alvarez is going to have so many player of the games, I'm going to go with Montero. It was one of those things that in a real pivotal time, when if he had given up a run, no one would have thought or allowed an inherited runner to score, no one would have thought anything about it. But he got out of the game and he threw only 7 pitchers. So he's available for tomorrow night.
I'm with that one. Just because you didn't pick him, I'm going to pick Yordan because he is the obvious choice. Yeah. Also, he's on my fantasy baseball team, so yay me. But
good night for you.
Man, great night. Great 2 nights for me, because I also have Brandon Nimmo on my team. And yesterday he was crushing balls like nobody's business. So it was super fun. But yeah, I mean, for me, Yordan is, again, finally hitting his stride. You're seeing why Espada wants him in that 2-hole. Obviously, when that lineup turns over, you want him with guys on base. You want to make sure that he can get that big hit and bring runners in. And he's doing just that when he is at the plate these past few games. We all kind of knew he was going to turn it around, and he is going to get so many of these player of the games. We already know that. But yeah, my vote on this one, I think, is for Yordan. And feel free to drop in the comments, as well as at the AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com, your player of the game as well. We'd love to hear from you guys too. And again, make sure that you enter for your chance to win a shirt from Ram Shirts. So next up, I mean, already spoiled it a little, Steve, but we got Arrigetti tomorrow versus Lugo in Kansas City. Obviously, his first start up in the majors. It's going to be really exciting to see what he can do. Wally, how are you feeling about Arrigetti? Although you already kind of gave your thoughts.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. He's probably known about the start since Fromber got hurt. So he's had a couple of days to process it, a couple of days to get his mind set up. He's had a chance to look over the scouting charts of all the Royals. So he's going to be much better prepared. Think about Henley. He comes in and says, "Hey, Blair, get up here. You're starting." And he didn't have a chance to even look at the charts of the players and prepare for anyone. He's just throwing what he's got.
Exactly.
Seth Lugo. Go ahead.
No. Go for it.
Seth Lugo's a guy that has been a career reliever, but last year turned into a starter with San Diego. They picked him up on a free agent deal this year. Right now he's 1-0 with an .071, just a whip just over 1. This will be his third start. 7 Ks, not a high strikeout guy, but he doesn't walk many people. He has 3 and 12 innings, so about 2 walks a game. Gotta keep, you know, keeps it in the strike zone, makes you get a hit and won't give anything away.
Yeah, he's definitely going to make this team work for it, and hopefully they can keep up and make some good things happen tomorrow. But very excited about tomorrow's game. And now it is time for our final thoughts. Wally, I will let you go first on this one as well. It doesn't even have to be baseball thoughts, just final thoughts on life, man.
we talked about all the things that have happened in the Astros. We've said the same thing over and over again. So I will just tell anybody, from having seen the eclipse west of Waco at my parents' place, if you ever get a chance to see it, it is beyond cool. It is such a cool thing to see. And, you know, just kind of makes you feel small when something like that happens all at once. And, you know, you just, how does it happen? But,
love it.
It was pretty cool.
That is amazing. It's on my bucket list now. I have a few things on my bucket list that are not baseball related, but that is one of them now. So got to put it on there. For me, my final thoughts, I want to say a big happy birthday to my dad. It is his birthday today. Obviously
happy birthday.
celebrated with him a couple weeks back, on Easter weekend. But I hope he had the most amazing day, and, hopefully the Astros can get a win for him tomorrow. So
I agree 100%.
Awesome. Well, you guys, that is all we have for you today from Wally and myself, Stadium Steffi. We want to say thank you guys so much for tuning, and we definitely hope to have you here again tomorrow after our game against the Royals. We're trying to do these just about every day after games, but every once in a while when it's probably like a weekend series, we might do a series recap. So stay tuned, and we look forward to seeing you guys on our next episode of the Astros Baseball Podcast. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
All right. Get them, Astros.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.